Chapter 3. Reading. Page 29. Blind Man and Eyes in Fire Drama.
John F. Dancer's troubles began as soon as he walked into the Dragon's Head Hotel with his friend Charlie. Together, they went to the reception desk. John said, "Good evening. My name's Dancer. My initials are J.F. I've booked a room here. Can I have my key, please?" The clerk said,
"You're welcome to stay, sir.
But we don't allow pets in this hotel." "Pets?" exclaimed John. "Charlie isn't a pet. I'm blind, and he's my eyes. He takes me everywhere. Don't you, Charlie?"
Charlie barked. It sounded like yes. "I'm sorry, sir," the clerk repeated. "But the hotel rules say..."
John interrupted. "Please call the manager." The manager came. He agreed at once that John and Charlie could both be guests. He led them personally to their room. Before entering, John said, "Can you tell me the location of the fire exit?" "It's the fifth door along from yours," said the manager. "Thank you," said John. "Safety first, you know."
"You're very sensible, sir," the manager said.
He then described John's room to him and left. John tells us in his own words what happened next. "I was tired and went to sleep. Charlie woke me. He was pulling at my blankets and barking. I smelt smoke. A fire. But where?" Just then, the fire alarm went off. I went to the door of my room. I felt it. The surface was hot, so I didn't open it. The fire must be outside. I wet some towels and put them along the bottom of the door. I tried the phone. It was dead. I coughed. A little smoke was getting past the towels. So I lay on the floor with Charlie beside me and waited. The minutes seemed like hours. Then I heard it, the sound of a fire engine. It was music to my ears. I opened the window, waved and shouted. Charlie barked. Moments later, I heard a voice. The fireman at the window didn't want to take Charlie.
"It's against the rules," he said.
I explained about Charlie. Seconds later, we were both safe on the ground.
"So, you saved Charlie's life," I said.
"Yes, and he saved mine," said John. "Didn't you, Charlie?"
Charlie barked.
It sounded like yes.
Listening. Page 32.
Following directions. Labeling a plan. John is staying in a different hotel. The manager is telling him about the hotel. Listen to their conversation and write the letters on the plan to show where these places are. A. John's bedroom. B. The dining room. C. The fire exit nearest to John's room. D. The manager's office.
Hello, Mr. Dancer. Welcome to our hotel.
Thanks very much.
Now, we are giving you a room on the ground floor so that it's more convenient for you. Is that all right?
Yes, that's fine, thank you.
Good. Well, I'll just describe the hotel, and then I'll take you to your room. Now we're standing at the front door, and we're looking into the hotel. There's a corridor in front of us. Now my office, the manager's office, is just on the right here.
How far away is it?
The door's about 2 meters away, on our right.
Okay.
And the dining room is on our left. It's the first door on your left when you come into the hotel.
So the dining room is just in front of us on the left?
Yes. Now, if we go forward, after about 5 meters, you must turn left or right. To get to your bedroom, you must turn left. Then your room is the second room you come to, on your right.
So, I go forward from here, turn left, and take the second door on my right.
Yes, that's correct.
And where is the fire exit?
It's near your room. You come out of your room, turn right, and it's straight in front of you. It's at the end of the corridor.
Right. Thanks very much.
Now, shall I take you to your room? Here, hold my arm. It's a lovely day today, isn't it?
Speaking, pages 36 and 37.
A. Talk time. Giving warnings. Here are some ways of warning people.
Be careful. Don't cross yet.
Take care. There's a minibus coming.
Mind the door.
Look out, in front of you. Watch out, you're going to fall.
Exercise A1.
Let's have a look in the South Seas shopping centre.
All right, but mind the steps as you go in.
Thanks, let's go along this way.
Okay, but watch out. The floor's wet. You might slip.
Here's an antique shop. Let's go in.
Right, but take care. Don't break anything.
Oh, I like this vase. I'll just pick it up and oops!
Look out! You almost dropped it.
Gosh, the label says it's 900 years old. But it only costs 64 yuan. I'm going to buy it.
Be careful. Are you sure it's real?